Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. God is not only in the business of saving people, but he's also involved in saving nations. I remember when the Lord said to me about this nation, America, he said, America shall be saved. It was later confirmed by Reinhard Bonnke. Before the evangelist passed, the Lord sent him to America for a crusade, and he declared, America shall be saved. I stand on that word to this day, that God is not only interested in saving people, but he is also saving America and many other nations of the earth.
God's people are praying all over the world because they know what time it is. They know the end is here. They know that Jesus is wanting to come back. So there's a movement going on in the spirit that's bigger than MAGA. This is God moving in all the nations of the earth right now through his people. And that's what he's having us tap into in prayer in the apostolic prayer force. The remnant in every nation is considered a seed. You have to have a seed in order to have something grow. And if God wants to grow a nation that's to him and that honors him and will be a righteous nation, there has to be a seed, a righteous seed in the land. And there is.
Now, here's this week's message.
This is the beauty of going into prayer and seeking the face of God and saying, God, what's important to you? What is it that you want us to know about the world around us? And how do we fit into that plan that you have? Because he definitely has a plan and purpose for our nation, a divine destiny. And that's where I'm going to touch upon next. Because back in 2012, and actually before that, when he first had me start writing back in the 90s, he told me something very, I guess it shouldn't have been surprising to me, but the Lord talked about his love for America. He talked about how he had a covenant with America. He took me back to the Mayflower Compact, and he said he was upholding that as a covenant with his people. Now, there are other covenants as well, but that one in particular, he had me research. Because the people in the Mayflower came here for the purpose of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they have it in writing. So that's what we have for sure is that covenant, which means God will promise to do certain things for America if we would turn our hearts back to him. Now, this is how he had his relationship with Israel. But just know that America has the same relationship with Almighty God. Now, I wrote about this not only in the World War Journal, but the Lord had given me another book, and it was called American Heritage 101. But this is a complimentary book, which was a prophecy series where he talked about, it says, the destiny of a nation from a kingdom perspective. And the Lord had me pull this out because we're talking about saving the nation. Does that mean that everybody's going to be saved? No. What it does mean is God has a remnant of people and each nation that he's calling forth in this hour, those who can hear, those who have a heart to obey him, he's calling forth in this hour. For the last 2 months, we've been talking a lot in our prayer services. God's been speaking about his covenant with Iran and how the war is going on here. These people have been praying for someone to intervene. In fact, some of the news reports overseas talked about how these people have been asking Israel to intervene in order to break up the evil that they're having to undergo as Christian people in that land. So just know that when there's wars going on, God has a people in those lands. Same with my European group that we pray with. Also, we started praying together when the Ukraine, when the war broke out between Russia and Ukraine. We have believers in both countries, you know, and the countries in between. So just know God's people are praying all over the world because they know what time it is. They know the end is here. They know that Jesus is wanting to come back. So there's a movement going on in the spirit that's bigger than MAGA. This is God moving in all the nations of the earth right now through his people. And that's what he's having us tap into in prayer in the apostolic prayer force. The remnant in every nation is considered a seed. You have to have a seed in order to have something grow. And if God wants to grow a nation that's to him and that honors him and will be a righteous nation, there has to be a seed, a righteous seed in the land. And there is. Now, one of the things he talked about, even with Israel, let me see if I can find that. This would have been Romans chapter 9, where he talks about this. Let's start at verse 25. He says, OC, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. He's talking about the Gentile nations, people that are non-Jews. And it should come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called the children of the living God. Isaiah also cried concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will the Lord make upon the earth. And that's where we are right now. God is pulling a remnant, and the people who aren't his people, who never knew God, are coming in. That's what you see what's happening with people in Iran and in Ukraine and places like Russia and Venezuela. And a lot of these nations where there's turmoil going on, it's because God is moving. Yeah, you might see some wars going on for other reasons, but the people are praying. Even in China, they're praying because the people want to be free to obey God. So just know that's where we're going. Now, in this last few minutes here I have with you, I'm going to go back. I'm going to read the first prophecy that the Lord gave me concerning America and his plans for America. And this was quite deep. This was in 2012. And he said that this was a season where anyone can gain prosperity if they're following and honoring the one who is in covenant with me. And this is the Lord speaking. He said, it's a supernatural blessing of immense proportions for all who would believe and receive. So he was speaking of, this is what he had for America. This is part of our covenant. If we can just believe and receive what he's saying and expecting from us, he's saying he will give us an immense proportions of supernatural prosperity and blessing. Now, this one particular was God's promise to prosper America. He gave this to me in November 2012. Now, understand that we've had different presidents in our nation since then. When he first gave me this one, President Obama was in office, and the Lord had tapped him to be the one to lead the charge for a righteous nation. But as we know how that turned out. But here was the word the Lord spoke in 2012. He said, the election is not about Democrats, Republicans, or about economy, abortion, gay rights, or taxes. No, 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 says God. It's about the prosperity of America. Yay. Have I not said that this is a year of increase? My word has not changed. The prosperity awaits you, but you must obey and to receive. Any man who speaks evil of American economy or about job losses is a false prophet. This is not my plan. This is the voice of demonic oppression that wants to enslave the American people. I have said it and will continue to say that increase awaits you, America, but the choice is yours. And he talked about his servant at that time was Obama. Obama is he turned from being the servant and he turned another way. He couldn't step forward for whatever reason to do what God called him to do for the kingdom of God. He said there was prosperity and an anointing that was available to prosper the nation. And the plan, it was supernatural, and it was designed first for America, and it was supposed to go around the world. And the Lord said he did it, meaning he himself did it because he said he loves God too much. He loves America too much to let her fail. He says she came after me, meaning our nation. America sought me out from the foundation of this nation. Such a demonstration of love has never been proven by any nation, not even Israel, whom I sought after. No. It is and always has been America because she came to me with a willing heart to create a promised land flowing with milk and honey, a prosperous land that will undergird the nations of the world. And that's what the Lord gave me. And that's a portion of the word the Lord gave me in 2012. And at that time, as I said, Barack Obama was in charge of the nation. Now, we've had several presidents since then. And now we have President Trump. And people say, well, you know, they think he's the Messiah or whatever they think he is. I don't know. The Lord has not given me a prophecy that's changed since this one about whoever's in the White House. Meaning this word goes forth for America, regardless of who's in the White House. The only thing I do know he's told me about President Trump is he called him his kingdom wrecking ball. So for a lot of things to happen, there's going to have to be a shakeup of the things that exist. And that's what the Lord was saying in the prophecy this week, is that it was going to happen, that there was going to be things were going to have to go God's way, which means we can have a man in the White House as a wrecking ball. But if he does not put in place what God is wanting, we still will have issues with God. So we got to be praying more for the leadership in this country that they hear God and move as he moves. Just don't tear things down, but rebuild according to what God says. Also in 2023, the Lord said that there would be a resurgence of righteousness in America. He talked about it specifically. This was in 2023. And the reason he said, I have heard the prayers and decrees of my righteous remnant. Remember, we talked about the remnant, a small people, number of people who still believe God. He says, they have done what I have required. Now is my time to act with my righteous right hand and outstretched arm to deal with my enemies. I will break their conspiracies. I will expose their secret agreements and their lies. I will expose their evil black hearts to the entire world. And who can stop me? For this is my covenant land that I love, and I have purpose to be the light of the world. And he says, they have stood by my people, the Jews, except for now the wicked regime has turned his back and even plotted demise of my holy ones. So God is moving, and he's promising to shake everything, shake the land and sweep the earth, he says, with his mighty power. And he says, though the earth will respond with gladness, he said, the people will rejoice. So he says he's going to turn the tide. No matter what evil we see, he's going to turn it in our favor. He said, because we have turned our eyes upon him. He says, I am your only help, and I will not disappoint. Yea, I shall respond in ways never seen by mankind. I will make myself known like never before. I am he who created the worlds and determined your destiny. He's talking to America before the worlds were framed. You were on my mind when you didn't care to know who I was. Hallelujah. Now that you have called for me, I will answer with my vengeance. I will answer with my mighty power that will shake the world and rid it of evil, but not all. There will be those evil ones who climb back under the rock from which they slithered, licking their wounds and hoping for another time to strike again. They believe this to be their time, but it's my time for justice, said God. My grand finality, as I have said, before my son returns. That was in 2023. This is how the Lord talks. This is how he feels about America and his covenant and those people in the land who are upholding the covenant. This is his plan to save us and prosper us.
Beloved, God is a good father who wants not only to save us, but he also wants to prosper us. And yet, so many in the body of Christ speak against prosperity. God has a covenant to keep with his people. Prosperity is part of that covenant. Years ago, I wrote a book entitled Kingdom Wealth 101, The Generation of the Upright Shall Be Blessed. The Lord gave me a strong word to place at the opening of that book. He said, those who mocked the prosperity message will soon wish that they had listened. They will see it, but not taste it. They will be devastated by what is coming to America. People of God, do not be deceived. God's plan of salvation includes prosperity. It is part of the blessing that Adam walked in. It's also what he lost. But thank the Lord for Jesus Christ, who came back to restore the blessing to all of us who will believe in Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well. If you would like to partner with us, you can find more details on our ministry site, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. Again, that's www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.